This is Jake.
Hi, Jake. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I just paid that.
You did, but I wanted to ask you because she took the payment for the Fort Worth movers, and you and I were talking that you might not want to keep that site. So do you want to keep it going now that it's paid?
I mean, I guess maybe for like one more month since I just paid it. But I am going to be
see
starting
what's
up
trickling
a new...
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, probably I shouldn't. Why? Is there? Can I still go back and do it for found value?
Well,
and not the...
I just wanted to double check because you said you weren't doing business in Texas anymore. So, and
no,
then
really
also can't. She just updated the payment for the Cowboy or for the Fort Worth mover. She didn't put it in for Cowboy Strength and then for the other one. So, do you want me to update it for all three?
No. So here's the thing. I'm at a little bit of a standstill, yes, with the business out there. I'm selling my truck,
okay.
All that. I'm in California now. So
okay.
I am going to open up a new one, another San Clemente location, and
mm-hmm.
also a hazmat, which is a different kind of business. So I'm going to be doing that here soon. I'm just getting the does the postcard work anymore or what? Like, can I get one of those sent and it'll work?
For Google verification?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
The only thing is they're a little bit more stringent now. This happened probably, I want to say, around May or April of this year, that in addition to a postcard, they're wanting like the business license to match the information on the postcard, and then they're wanting pictures for verification. So the postcard will work for the first step of the process. But that in and of itself probably won't get the business verified. They're going to want a little bit more information. If you want, I can send you a couple of, I can send you, since I have your account in front of me that just paid, the email that you would get where Google would request further information. But just know that it's not going to be applicable for the Fort Worth movers because you're already verified. But that's just a little like side note that you can look at it for future reference. Even if you tried to verify that business on your own, chances are down the road, Google would be asking you for this type of information as a further documentation. Do you want me to send you that email?
I want to know your opinion on something, Tina.
Mm-hmm.
So I have
a guy
who can verify it pretty easily. And
mm-hmm.
As you know, like, so if I got it sent, it'd be to my address in San Clemente stuff. So
uh-huh.
I don't know if they would want pictures or whatnot, but you think it's just better for me to pay the $165 to get it verified? Or should I get the postcard sent and just to my address in San Clemente and just, will that work?
Hello? It depends on what's this guy promising you. He's saying if you pay him $165,
yeah,
it's going to
be. Hey, I got a tow truck company on the other line. Is there a way I can
take
this real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll wait for you. Take your time.
All right.
Mm-hmm.